We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, I can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. I am a preacher's kid, and when Reverend Myra extended this invitation to me, I said to her, "You know I'm a preacher's kid, not a preacher." But she said, "I wanted to extend this invitation to you anyway, because I think that she knows that everything that I do in my life has been guided by my faith, the faith that I've gotten from my parents, and I try to live it every day in every position that I've had, be it a vice president of the bank or on the school board or city council or now as your neighbor across the street at City Hall." But these words I just sang, they're actually words of a song. I didn't try to sing it because I didn't want to run you out of here. But these are words that my mother would say to me all the time, and words that we would sing in my father's church. "We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith." And because in the African-American tradition, sometimes we like to remix things, we would say, "Just the other day, I heard a man say that he didn't believe in God's word. But I can truly say, God has made a way. He's never failed me yet." Spiritus Christi, I want to thank you all for allowing me to be here today, and I'm going to be brief. And I can tell Myra is very well known to my family because she must think I'm like my dad. She called me, and then she sent me a text and said, "Now, you only got about 10 or 15 minutes if you want to make sure you're on time to get out of your thing. Get on to your next thing because I have to go to another church." Now, she probably said that because my dad, and it's funny, you grow up and you start to emulate the things your parents would do. I took off my watch and I said, "Oh my God, I'm getting just like my father." Now, my father would do that. He would take off his watch, but that didn't mean a thing. Because he was raised in the Baptist tradition, and as Reverend Myra knows, he would go on for about an hour or two. And my dad would say, "Well, what separates me from my son Malik is that he believes in those five B's." And people would say, what's the five B's? And he would say, "Malik, tell him what the five B's are." And the five B's are, "Be brief, brother, be brief." So I will be brief in my remarks. As I was reflecting on these readings that you had today, I wanted to pull out a particular line that has been a guiding force in my life and has stood with me, that has been ingrained on my brain and something that I heard growing up, but something that I say every day. And I believe it was from James 2 and 26, where it said, "So also faith of itself, if it does not have work, is dead." Some have said, faith without work is dead, because the lack of work reveals an unchanged life or a spiritually dead heart. In other words, as I often say to my children, talk is cheap. Or as they used to say when I was growing up in high school, don't talk about it, be about it. I'm the best football player there ever was. Did you go to practice? I'm going to change my life and I'm going to be more respectful to people. Well, you were just in church and then you're arguing and cursing people out in the parking lot. Or I'm going to work to change the world. But what steps have you taken to put in that work to equal your words? And are you not just talking, but actually living your faith and walking in the footprints of Jesus Christ? Talk is cheap. And particularly when we now live in a world where we go so fast, where many of us feel as though we are part of the microwave generation, or when we have the type of things where we can lay in the bed, eat Cheetos, and post on social media and talk about all the work that we are doing. We can make pronouncements. We can say and identify all the problems that we have in the world, and then say you're going to do something about it, but then not be held accountable for actually doing the work. Talk is cheap. We must not talk about it. We must be about it. And if we have that faith that we say that we have, we must put work behind it. We must always keep the faith, even if it is as small as a mustard seed. And if any of us have ever seen a mustard seed, it's hard to find. It is small. And people often ask me, how do you keep the faith when you have that bad news phone? I'm one of the few people probably in the city that carry three phones. And one, I call it the bad news phone. Anytime this phone goes off, it's never good news. The other phones, they're good news. Yesterday afternoon, at 1 o'clock p.m. on 6th Street, a 63-year-old woman was found stabbed to death. My first day in office, after being sworn in and celebrating on a Sunday, my phone rang and 14-year-old Julius Greer, a young man going to the store to buy a cup of noodles, had died. Just this summer, I talked to a grandmother who traveled here from the New England states to bury her grandson, who was in a house that was set on fire by two individuals. Reverend Myra joined me at Maplewood Park as we sought to reclaim space where two women were killed and five others were shot. It is often very difficult to think that as you go through your work, as you move through your work, how can you get out of bed when so many of these tragedies happen in our community and in our society? Well, we must hold on to our faith, and we must keep our faith even if it is as small as a mustard seed. But we also must continue to do the work in order to change the conditions in which we find our cities. So we must ask ourselves, what work are we doing? But in that work, it must be rooted in our faith. It doesn't mean that I have to walk throughout City Hall carrying the Bible and banging it, although I do have a Bible in the mayor's office. I don't have to show that faith by standing on the steps of City Hall every day with the Bible and banging it, although I do host the National Day of Prayer on the steps of City Hall every year. Because our work must be grounded in our faith, but we must exercise our faith by doing our work. I'll say that again. Our work must be grounded in our faith, but we must show our faith by exercising the work. Talk is cheap. We must not talk about it. We must be about it. Posting about it on Twitter does not make it so. Adding it on Facebook does not make it so, because we must get off Facebook and meet each other face to face. We must not retreat to our areas and work independently, but we must work collectively, because it always must be about we and not me. As I think about exercising my faith, I am often guided by, as you can tell, I like fours and fives, and I like letters. The five B's is what keeps you all from falling asleep. The be brief, brother, be brief. But the four A's are what allow me to stay rooted in my faith. The four A's. And I believe that there was a little shepherd boy named David who faced a lot of the quote-unquote earthly powers that we now face in the form of Goliath. The opioid epidemic, that's Goliath. Violence on the street, that's Goliath. Childhood poverty, that is Goliath. wars, racism, militarism. That is Goliath. But I believe that that little shepherd boy, David, armed with nothing but a slingshot. I remember when I was a kid, Jesse Jackson was running for president and he came here. One of the first presidential candidates I remember as a kid, my father taking me to go see him. He talked about David and Goliath and he called the rock God biscuits. And he said each of us were those God biscuits. And he talked about all the folks that were left on the table and how if they would have picked up those God biscuits in Pennsylvania and other places, the trajectory of history could have been different. But I believe that the shepherd boy David was guided by the four A's. You ask yourself, what is the first A? It's attitude. That we must check our attitudes and understand that our attitudes determine our altitude and that we can go as high as we so desire if we have that attitude. And if that attitude is rooted in that faith, and if it is rooted in what is written in the book of James 2:26, so also faith of itself, it does not have works. And it's dead. Faith without works is dead. That attitude that we believe that the transformational power of God working with us can help change our situation. And that success is not linear. That change is not linear. And that change may come, but it may come sometimes in God's time and not our time. And that we must see that change work by us making sure that we have our faith and that we work in it. Frederick Douglass said it best. He said, I believed in God, and I'm paraphrasing, but then he said, in order to get to his power, he believed in God, but he also used his legs and his feet to move forward. So you cannot just have that faith if you don't put the work behind it. Faith without work is dead. Attitude, the first A. Attitude, let me hear you say it. Attitude. Attitude. And the second one is agenda. Agenda. Churches always have agendas. In government, we always have agendas. I knew. My Reverend Myra told me what was going to happen today. What is our agenda for our lives? What is our agenda for our city? What is our agenda for your household or your neighborhood? On that agenda must be our work, must be our work to eradicate childhood poverty, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, 2021, we cut childhood poverty in half. In the United States. So we showed that we could do it. We expanded the earned income tax credit, but guess what? Sadly, childhood poverty is now right back where it was before 2021. Shouldn't that be on our agenda? Shouldn't it be on our agenda in the city? And we must all figure out where our respective places and stations are. I often have people tell me, I want to do something, but I just don't know what to do. Well, on your agenda can be that small piece of point. On our agenda was our guaranteed basic income program that we work with the Black Community Focus Fund on. It was just a small piece of a larger piece of the puzzle that each organization took a piece of to try to have transformational change. So all of us have the ability to do some type of work on our agenda. It could be as simple as trying to restore someone who might be addicted to opioids in our community, which you hear me talk a lot about gun violence, but the scourge of the opioid epidemic is just as bad, if not worse. Much higher than the gun deaths you read about. Much higher than the homicides you read about. That should be on our agenda. Shouldn't it be on our agenda to bring our families back together because we can't sit around the table? Because at the national level, the conversations around politics has become so toxic that brothers don't talk to brothers. Sisters don't talk to sisters. Families are torn apart. But that takes work, and it takes faith. Faith without work is dead. Let me hear you say agenda. And then that third A, association. Association. My mother would say, birds of a feather flock together. And she would say, you can judge a man or a woman by the company he keeps. Now, usually she would tell me this when I was going out to go do something I had no business doing with some of my friends, right? Get back here when the streetlights are on. But through our associations, we have the ability to put our faith into action, to put our faith into works. In your associations, are you associating with those who believe that we can change the world, or those who are reinforcing paralysis, reinforcing negative images, who might think, I can't go to the city of Rochester, it's too far gone, or we'll never be able to change the situation that we are in? Can you imagine if Frederick Douglass said that? Can you imagine if Sojourner Truth or Harriet Tubman said that? We must remember that what we are doing today is not necessarily for us. We are doing the same things for those who planted trees for us, who knew that they may not be able to benefit from that shade or benefit from the beauty of majesty that might be there, but so that other generations that come after us will be able to take advantage of that shade. So the work that we are doing today in our associations may not change things immediately, but the impact and the seeds that might be planted today can help transform our world. So in our associations, what are we doing? How are we making sure that we carry out James 2 and 26, faith without work is dead? How are we ensuring that in our associations, be it in the church, in a nonprofit organization, or right at your house or neighborhood association, how are we making sure that we are living out those words? And David, as I said, is our model for that, because he took on the earthly powers of Goliath. Miseducation is an earthly power. Opioids is an earthly power. We, in our associations, can take on those earthly powers. Association, let me hear you say it. Association. And the last A, and as I move to the last A, I'm getting to the end of the five B's, is probably one of the most important one, because I'm going back to where I started, and that is action. Let me hear you say action. In action, I can't think of a better way that encapsulates action than faith without work is dead. If you're gonna, don't be about it, don't just talk about it, be about it. Let your actions equal your words. We must make sure in everything that we do that we are putting that activation energy behind it to show that our faith is equaling our works, and that in our works we are carrying out our faith. And we can do that. We can do that if we work together. The principles of Kwanzaa has, one of my favorite principles is collective work and responsibility, which means that by working collectively, we can all take responsibility for the challenges that we face. Or because I am a... because I am a half glass, half full guy, an optimistic realist, I believe that there is nothing that we cannot do when we work collectively. And I believe that there is nothing that we cannot do when God is in it. People, power, and God are an unmovable force. I used to say faith, friends, and family, the three F's. I told you I like these letters, the three F's. I went to someone's wedding once, and I said, this young man lives by the three F's, and everybody's face turned red. They thought I was going to let out an expletive. And I said, I'm a preacher's kid. I'm not going to do that. I said, I mean faith, family, and friends. But when you mix those things, faith, family, and friends, It is the immovable object that will not change. It is the immovable objects that will not turn us back. We can do this. Because, Spiritus Christi, for years you have let your faith equal your works, and your works have equaled your faith. And we must keep pressing on. We must keep pressing on the upward way. I'll end with the words of a song. And some of you may know this. And this is what we must remember. I play this regularly in City Hall. I have it written on a card that I carry around. Because if you have faith, and your faith equals your work, and you keep that faith, even if it is as small as a mustard seed, just remember the goodness of God. The goodness of God will never fail us. And the song says, and it's been sung by hundreds of artists, "I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All of my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing to the goodness of God." And it says, "'Cause all of my life you have been faithful, and all of my life you have been so, so good." So wasn't said once, it was said twice. "You have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing to the goodness of God." Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, if we keep the faith, even if it is as small as a mustard seed, if our work, if our faith equals our work, and if we understand that faith without work is dead, and if we understand the power of the goodness of God, when God is in it and we continue the work, there is nothing, nothing that we cannot accomplish as a people. I thank you, brothers and sisters, for having me today, and I hope that I did not go on too long. Thank you, and God bless you all.